Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it's so nice to have the sunshine. And gosh, we got the Easter long weekend just about upon us. And if I'm reading this right, previews for Annie start Saturday?
They do. The season will be underway in a matter of, I don't know, hours, I guess, if you count a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. So previews for Annie starting on Saturday. And I know I've seen some sort of behind the scenes, some folks that have been at the dress rehearsals. So things are shaping up for Annie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful show. Oh, my goodness. One song that after another that you can't get out of your head. I have been walking around with Hard Knock Life stuck in my mind at the moment. It's such a great show. There are 11 little girls in it, and man, can they ever dance, and can they ever sing. And Harper Ash, the girl who's playing Annie, is really a massive star. And of course, it also has the incredible talents of Dan Shamroy, Laura Conlon, Mark Ewer. It's like just a fabulous, fabulous show. So don't miss it. Seems very current too. I'm very struck by it. There's a homeless encampment at one point, and because it's all set in the Great Depression. So sadly, it's echoing today.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good for any of us to realize, but it's a very current show. It's a very entertaining show, and I think people are going to love it. I can't wait to see the reaction on Saturday from a full house at the Festival Theater as the season gets underway.
That is so awesome. Preview, first preview for Annie happening on Saturday with the Stratford Festival. And Ann, you've certainly whetted our appetite with some great videos on the Facebook page, including Donna working with Harper and Dan, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad if you are enjoying the videos. It's been so much fun to collect those. There's so much happening. And also, it's been great to showcase the work that goes on every single solitary year behind the scenes, the amazing people who build the sets, make the props, and of course, create the incredible costumes. That all of those things go together to build such a beautiful world on stage. And, you know, I was looking at the costumes for Annie, and there's something like 150 costumes. Almost 9,000 hours of sewing goes into creating those by the amazing wardrobe team at the festival. So shout out to all of them. They create such remarkable it's art. It's a different type of art, and here we are able to enjoy it on stage and the meticulous work that goes into creating it. So I've had a lot of fun going behind the scenes. I hope people will check out the videos. There's an incredible hyperlapse video, which means it sort of speeds up and then it slows down as you can look at things as we travel through all of those wardrobes and workrooms and prop areas down in the lower level of the Festival Theater.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Bill Kraft, wardrobe attendance, is celebrating 40 years at the Stratford Festival. So there you go.
Yeah, and he's still going strong, working on this year. He's on Anne of Green Gables. Last year he was working on La Cage aux Folles.
Oh, wow.
And it's always a pleasure to work with Bill. He contributes so much. He was a great help last year when we were doing a lot of media on I speak from my own perspective, of course. He's doing all his wardrobe things, but for me, he's just a tremendous support when we bring people in to show people what's going on, show media what's going on in our world.
Oh, that's wonderful. So Bill's working on a lot of puff sleeves.
lots of puff sleeves, and of course, he works with quite a sizable team over there. He's at the Avon Theater, and we loaded I had nothing to do with it other than I held the camera and took a picture. But we loaded in the costumes for Anne of Green Gables was it the beginning of this week? Was it the end of last week? I'm lost in days. It's
yeah.
So busy over here.
Yeah, yeah.
But the costumes were loaded into the Avon Theater, and then once they arrive, Bill and his colleagues take the costumes and put them into the dressing rooms where they belong, and then they go into tech dress, and then dress one, which is today for Anne of Green Gables, and dress two. I got a tiny little sneak at one scene at the tech dress of Anne of Green Gables, and it really put a smile on my face. So I cannot wait to see all of that this afternoon. And then tonight, night we have another run of Annie where we're going to be taking photos, so we'll have some beautiful images to share with people very soon. But there is also Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yeah, let's talk about...
Ready to go on stage.
Yeah, let's talk about the other big musical for this season.
We had the Sis Probe for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels last week. I'm sure that had to be last week. And...
Now,
oh,
Anne,
my gosh, is it ever going to be amazing? So, so funny.
Now, Anne, can you remind us what a CISPRO is?
I should. You know, I put what I thought was a very, very funny joke in one of my posts. Nobody has remarked on it yet. when I was listening to all of the songs from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, they talked about a milkshake enema at one point, and I laughed, and I thought, that's what a sits probe sounds like it is, but it is not.
Okay, all right.
A sits probe is the first time that the actors and the band or orchestra perform to get play together. So it happens in a rehearsal hall, and the orchestra sits in the rehearsal hall, the actors sit in the rehearsal hall, they sort of face each other, and they sing. Until that point, the orchestra has been practicing separately, and the actors have been rehearsing with piano accompaniment. So it is a huge day. It's very exciting. The actors all have massive grins on their faces, and they're filming the orchestra as they're playing, and the orchestra has so much fun looking as they watch the actors perform these songs. It's a really beautiful day, and I can tell you, I think Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is going to be absolutely amazing. It's so funny. Everyone's so talented. The band does sound fantastic. Orchestra sounds fantastic, and together they are going to create just an amazing show. I haven't seen the choreography yet. I haven't seen it on stage. I can't wait. But oh my goodness, what a funny, funny, funny show!
Oh, we are so looking forward to it. Yeah,
yeah. It's really like the songs are fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. We've got a preview performance of Annie coming up Saturday. Of course, we've chatted about Anne of Green Gables. Anything else, Anne, before we let you go today? It's amazing. This is an amazing time of year for the Stratford Festival because everything is just happening at once now.
Yeah, it is. Well, and Three Shakespeares are all getting up on their feet at the moment, too. We're going to be into a lot of shows in previews very soon. Macbeth and Winter's Tale and As You Like It are all heading very close to that tech period, so I will be catching snippets of those very soon as well, and I can't wait. The work going on in the wardrobe and in the scene shop as they prepare for these shots is also remarkable. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting time. Busy, busy, busy.
StratfordFestival.ca is the website. Ann Swerdfeger, thanks so much, Ann. Thanks so much for the update. Always love the behind-the-scenes look, and have yourself a wonderful Easter long weekend.
Happy Easter to you as well. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a great time of year.